President Bush today continues to promote his new proposals for corporate responsibility at an appearance in St. Petersburg, Florida. He'll also attend a fundraiser for his brother, Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Yesterday, the president's message to American business leaders was that they have an obligation to their shareholders, their employees, and the public to obey the law and tell the truth. The announced reforms are designed to guard against the kind of corporate abuses associated with the collapse of Enron. Opponents in Congress argue that the proposals don't go far enough. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne reports.
The president made the announcement at an event celebrating the annual Malcolm Baldrige Quality Awards, honoring excellence in American business. During his remarks, he laid out 10 steps he says are needed to guard against corporate and accounting abuses. He never mentioned Enron, but these proposed reforms are very much a response to the Enron bankruptcy and the scandal surrounding it.
Existing regulations should be clearer. Penalties for wrongdoing should be tougher. Reform should improve investor confidence and help our economy to flourish and grow.
The administration proposals include a requirement that executives who receive bonuses pay back such compensation if it's learned that it was based on improper accounting procedures or erroneous financial statements. They would also require that executives who buy or sell off stock or exercise stock options disclose that they have done so within 2 days, not within a year, as is the current law. The president also said an independent regulatory board is needed to monitor the accounting industry. Still, Democrats in Congress said they were disappointed with the White House proposals. Senate leader Tom Daschle expressed concern that the president did not include a penalty for corporate fraud.
So I think that it falls short of what I think would have to be the minimum standards. But the lack of any penalty for corporate fraud is a glaring omission, I think, that has to be addressed.
Professor John Coffey, a specialist in securities law at Columbia University, notes that nearly all of the president's proposals are already covered under existing law and thus would not require new legislation. The enforcement would be handled by the Securities and Exchange Commission. But Coffey suggests that this approach may not be strong enough for investors.
You can say that you want investors to have confidence, but the real question is, what are you willing to do to assure that? Are you willing to endorse the kind of tough auditor independence rule that Arthur Levitt, the past chairman of the SEC, had proposed? Are you willing to endorse a congressionally chartered regulatory body that would have strong enforcement authority and be able to tax the industry its costs? Those are things that can't be done without legislation.
One item that would require legislation is a White House proposal stating that CEOs or other corporate officers who clearly abuse their power should be banned from ever again serving in corporate leadership positions. The president stopped short of calling for rules preventing any accounting firm from also acting as a consultant to a company. Arthur Anderson played both roles for Enron. The White House has also crafted these proposals in a manner that would not result in a huge increase in the number of lawsuits filed. This administration came into office concerned about the number of suits American corporations face. That's an opinion that hasn't been changed by the collapse of Enron. Here's the president yesterday.
It is important to provide sound regulation and remedies where needed without inviting a rush of new lawsuits that exploit problems instead of solving them.
The Bush administration clearly hopes these proposals will demonstrate that it is concerned about the kind of corporate abuses that led to the fall of Enron, a company to which it had many close ties. Alluding to that company yesterday, the president said that finding exactly where to place the blame may take a long time, but that a lesson that has been learned is that all of corporate America should adopt better disclosure rules and accounting practices. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.